Today's staff is Yevamos Daf Yud Aleph. We are 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Amid Beis, Eisevei Rabbi Yochanan L'Reish Lakish. Today's staf is being learned as a S'chus Refuah Shalemer for Avadya Ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Elazar Lipa Shalom Ben Feger Rachel, Sarah Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Baruch Ben Rachel, Yisachar Ben Hinda Liba, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, and Esther Kreindl Bas Devorah. So today's daf, Yevamos Daf Yud Aleph, is another intense Yevamos Daf, and really it's going to cover three sugyas. We're going to conclude the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish that we saw at the end of Daf Yud. We're going to learn the sugya of Tzara Soita, and we're going to learn the sugya of Tzaras Machzeh Grushasai. So today's daf is going to take be'erich an hour, but really, to learn it appropriately, the way it's learned in the Halakha Kosle Beis Medrash, it's about 2 months worth of first Seder. Either way, just to begin the daf and really recap what we saw at the end of Daf Yud to segue into the beginning of today's daf, the Gemara had mentioned a very fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So there are two brothers. One brother dies, he leaves over no children. There's a mitzvah of Yibum. And as we've mentioned so many times, the mitzvah of Yibum is a tremendous chiddush, because ordinarily it would be usur for a person to marry his brother's wife. She's an erva, she's an esh hazach. Now, that isur would be in effect even if the man's brother's not alive anymore, even if he divorced his wife, it's irrelevant. Once a woman is Eshes Achiv, she remains an Erva for the rest of her life. Stating that, in the event that the brother died and left over no children, the Torah said there's a mitzvah Esei D'Oraisa of Yevama Yavo Yola. The Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish was, what happens if there's a Yibum situation, there was no Yibum done, rather there was Chalitza done. What happens to the Iser Eshes Ach after Chalitza? And just to bring out the Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in the most proper way, what happens if there was a man that died, left over no children, however he left over more than one wife, let's say two wives, and he left over more than one brother, let's say two brothers. One of the brothers did Chalitza. So the question is, what happens to the Iser Eish Asach as it relates to the brother that did Chalitza and the Yevama that received the Chalitza? Additionally, what happens to the Iser Eish Asach as it relates to the brother that did not do Chalitza? And what happens to the Iser Eish Asach as it relates to the Yevama that didn't receive Chalitza? So this was a major machloikis between the great Amayram, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Now there was one thing Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish agreed upon, and that is that the brother that did the Chalitza and the Yevama that received the Chalitza, as it relates to the two of them, there's certainly not going to be an Iser Eish Asach. All it's going to be is a Lois Haseh. It says in the Torah, Koche Yeyase Lo Ish, Asher Lo Yivne Espei Sachiv, and we learn from here that once a Yavam does Chalitza, there's a Lois Haseh of Lo Yivne Espei Sachiv, he's not allowed to marry this woman anymore. Now, if there was an Iser Eish Asach, the Torah wouldn't have to say Lo Yivne Espei Sachiv. So implied from this Lois Haseh is that there's no Iser Eish Asach. But the Torah is talking to the brother that did Chalitza, and the Torah is saying that the woman that he did Chalitza with, that he chose not to build his brother's house through, Shuv Lo Yivne, he won't be able to do it anymore. So that's clear, that's not debatable. That's a pasuk in the Torah, it's a drasha. According to the Ramban, it's one of the Tayak mitzvahs, that once a brother does Chalitza, at that point, there's an Iser Lav. There is no Iser Eish Asach. The question, however, is, what about the other brothers? Meaning, what about the brother that was not Lo Yivne Espei Sachiv? He didn't even have the choice. It was his brother that decided to do Chalitza. Or what about the Yevama who never received Chalitza? What's going to be the halach over here? So Reish Lakish said that as it relates to the other brothers and it relates to the other Yevamas, there's going to be an Iser Eish Asach. There was a Heter Eish Asach as long as there was a mitzvah Yibum. Now there was no Yibum done. There was Chalitza done. As it relates to the Chalitza and the Chalutza, there's a Lav in the Torah, because that's Mefurish, it's Exeris HaKasav, Kivan Shalaybana Shuv LaYivna. But as it relates to the other Yevamin and the other Yevamais, you're going to have an Iser Eish Asach. Rabbi Yochanan disagreed. Rabbi Yochanan said that once one brother does Chalitza, being that the Torah said that he himself only has a Lois HaSeh of Kivan Shalaybana Shuv LaYivna, that Lo is going to be the case for his brothers as well. And it's going to be the case not only for the Chalutza, but it's going to be for the other Tzaris, for the other Yavamas as well. Why? So the Gemara was Maz B'shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Because the Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan holds a major in Lomdus, in Yavamas. And that is that when a brother does Chalitza, the Chalitza is not only for him, but really he's acting as a Shliach. He's acting as an agent on behalf of the other Yavaman. And when a Yavama receives chalitza, it's not just something she's doing on behalf of herself, but really she's acting as a shliach, and it's something that's working on behalf of all the other yevamis as well. So it's not just one brother that did chalitza, really they all did chalitza. And it's not just one woman that received chalitza, really they all received chalitza. I only one did it, but he acted as a shliach. And says Rabbi Yochanan, being that it works with shlichos, and the chalitza and the chalitza themselves only have a loisa, say, and there is no isra shazach. So to all the other brothers and all the other yevamis are going to end up being in the same exact situation. So that's the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the other Yevamin and the other Yevamois. Issa Reish Asach, or all it is a Chai V'Lavin. So the first part of today's daf is going to continue with this machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. In today's daf, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are going to start talking to each other, as they do throughout Shas. So in the first part of the daf, we presented the machloikis. Now the Gemara is going to give us a little inside access into what Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish were debating and some of the rayas that they brought as it relates to this grace of Shaila, says the Gemara. Eisavei Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish the following question from a braisa. If somebody does chalitza with his yavama, v'chazavikitcha, and after he did chalitza, he was mekadesher. Now, if someone is chalitza liyavimtoi, could he marry her afterwards? So the answer is yes and no. No, because there's a lav in the Torah. Kivan shalei bana shuv layivna. But at the same time, all it is a chayvei lavin. She's not an erva. The Israel Shasach, everybody agrees, as it relates to the chaylas and the chalutza goes away. Chayvei lavin, kedushin is taifas. Now there is a shitas Rabbi Akiva, who's going to appear in the sugya, who holds kedushin is not taifas, but chayvei lavin. But the Rabbanan argue with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is a das yachid, and the Rabbanan know that kedushin is taifas, but chayvei lavin. So far, so good. Someone was chaylas liyavimtai, v'chazav v'kitcha, and then he was mekadasher. The kedushin is chaumeis, and then he died. So says the braisa, tzricha chalitza mino achin. The halach is, this woman is going to need chalitza from the brothers. Now, if you just think about the case for a second, this chalutz is falling liyibum now for the second time to the brothers. She fell liyibum, one of the brothers did chalitza, then that brother that did chalitza married her, and then he died, again with no children, so that she's falling liyibum since feitin mol to the same brothers. And what does the braisa say? That she's going to need chalitza from the other brothers. So says Rabbi Yechon, Bishlam, Ilididi, Bishlam, according to me, the aminu chayvi lavininu, I hold that when the woman fell liyibum the first time, there was a heter eshesach. One brother did chalitza, the eshesach didn't come back. All it did was, it created a chayvi lavin of kiman shalai bana shuvla yivna for all the brothers. But what is she mitzad the original marriage? A chayvei lavin. Hainu detzricha chalitza min achin. So I understand why she needs chalitza from the brothers. Because she's a regular chayvei lavin that's falling liyibum. A chayvei lavin because there's an iser kivin shalei bana shuv lo yivna. There's also an iser eshes ach from this second marriage, but eshes ach is mutter b'malkim yibum. So as a result, she would need chalitza. Now you can't do yibum because on a chayvei lavin, what's the halacha? It's a mishnah daf chof amir aleph. Chayletzes v'loy mesi abemes gzeir bi rishayna atu bi. But I understand why she needs chalitza. She needs chalitza because from the nefila rishayna, she's a chayvei lavin of kivan shalai bana shuv layivna. From the nefila shniya, she's an eshesach b'mokem mitzvah. So really, all she is a chayvei lavin that fell liyibum. A chayvei lavin that falls liyibum, that loch is chalitza. El ledidach, Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish, according to you, that you hold, that the nefila rishayna, even though she had a heter eshesach, but once one brother did chalitza, he became a chayvei lavin, but the iser eshesach was, to use the right lashon, chayzer v'neir, it resurfaced as it relates to all the yavamin and all the yavamos. So it comes out when she falls liyibum now in the nefila shniya, when she falls liyibum in tzveitin mal, she has the iser eshesach from the nefila rishayna. Now the yibum could be matter the eshesach of the nefila shniya, of the current death of the brother, but doesn't help me for the original eshesach. So if that's the case, I might tzricha chalitza. She's an erva. So why is the halacha chalitza a bomba kasha? This was Rabbi Yochanan's kasha to Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says Reish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan, "Litameich, Rabbi Yochanan, I hear you're quoting a half a brisa and you're bringing a bar mariah to your shita from that half of Braisa. But the problem is the second half to the Braisa. And the second half to the Braisa is actually mashma like me. Because Rabbi Shulkish told Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, in the sefer, look at the sefer. The sefer says, Amat Echem and Achem Vikitcha. What would be if one of the other brothers was Mekadesh, this woman? So again, Reuven died. He left over no children. He left over brothers. And one of the brothers did Chalitza. One of the other brothers in the Sefer is the one that was Mekadesh, this woman. So in the Reisha, the Mishnah, the Chaylitz was Mekadesh. In the Sefer, it was one of the brothers that was Mekadesh. So what's the halacha? Ein lo alof klum. Which Rashi says means it's not a marriage. She doesn't even need a get. There is no marriage. So said Reish Lakish, again, Bishlam, according to me, that I hold that once one brother does Chalitz, so the Isra Reishasach comes back to the other brothers. So someone was just Mekadesh or Chayvi Krisos, an Erva, an Eishasach, Shaloi B'makam Mitzvah, Kiddush is not Toifas B'Chayvi Krisos. That's why Ein Lo Yalov Klom, it's not considered a marriage. Oh, but the Chayvi Lavin, but according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, you hold she's a Chayvi Lavin, it's Kivan Shaloi B'Nashov Lo Yivne, it's not my Ein Lo Yalov Klom. So why is there nothing? L'chur the marriage, it should be a marriage. Bam Kasha. So the Gemara says, I'm Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes answered for Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, Seifa Asim Rabbi Akiva. The Seifa is going coin to Rabbi Akiva, the Ome Ein Kiddush and Toifas B'Chayvi Lavin. It's true, all it is a you want to know why Ein Lo Yalov Klum? Because the Sefer is going according to Rabbi Akiva that holds that Kedushin is not Toifas B'Chayvi Lav. Now, just to stop for 1 second, what about the Reisha? The Reisha is talking about where the Chaylitz himself went, was Mekadesh, and then he died, he left over no children, where the Braisa says very clearly that the halach is Tricha Chalitza Min Ha'achin, clearly implying that Kedushin is Toifas B'Chayvi Lavin. So, Pasha, you'd have to say the Reisha is going according to Rabbanan, and the Sefer is going according to Rabbi Akiva. That's the way the Rishonim are Mefarish when they talk through this Gemara. But the Gemara has a problem with that. Not that the Reisha would be the Rabbana and the Sefer would be Rabbi Akiva. That's, to quote the Ritva, something you find throughout Shas. That sometimes there's a Braisa, the Reisha is going coin to him, the Sefer is going coin to him, and that's how we get out of situation sometimes. But the Gemara's Kash is a little bit different. Right, the Gemara, above a listening, the Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Ein Lo Yalov Klum. And the way, again, the Ritva and other Rishonim explain the Gemara, I don't have a problem with the Reisha being the Rabban and the Sefer being Rabbi Akiva. But you know what the problem is? At the end of the day, Rabbi Akiva would argue with the halacha of the Reisha, and the Rabban would argue with the halacha of the Sefer. So if that's the case, why do we need two different cases? Why is the Reisha talking about where the Chaylitz was the one that did the Yibam? And why is the Sefer talking about where one of the other brothers was the one that was Mekadesh? L'chura, just pick one case. Pick a case where the Chaylitz is the one that did it. Pick a case where the brothers are the one that did it. Tell me in the Reisha Shitas HaRabbanon, and tell me in the Sefer Shitas Rabbi Akiva. It's just a little bit doichik that we have two cases, not two Shitas, two cases. In the first case, the Chaylitz is the one that was Mekadesh, and in the second case, it's the brother that was Mekadesh, and the Reish is the Rabbanon, and the Sefer is Rabbi Akiva. Doesn't sound like it. It sounds like it's one Shita, two cases. Because if it's two shitas, then it should have been one case. So the fact that it's two cases, it sounds like it's one shita. That's the Gemara's kasha, and the Gemara says kasha here. So really, what we're left with is we have a braisa that Rabbi Yochanan initially brought as a raya to his shita, not like Reish Lakish, but after further review, although the Reish is very mashma like Rabbi Yochanan, the Seif is very mashma like Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, Ravashi, Sovalok Reish Lakish. Ravashi held like Reish Lakish. He held that it's only the Chaylitz and the Chalutza that have the loisa say of Kimish Leibano Shuvla Yiv. But as it relates to the other brothers, there's going to be a Nisir Eish Asachu, Metaritz like Reb Shimon, and he was Mefarish the entire braisa like Reish Shlokish, and he did it by saying that the Tan of the Braisa is Reb Shimon. Who's Reb Shimon? We'll see in a second. Ravina held like Reb Yechanan. Ravina held like Reb Yechanan that we look at the Chaylitz as doing the Shlichus of the Yevamim, and we look at the Chalutz as doing the Shlichus of all the Yevamim, so that it's not just the Chaylitz and the Chalutz that have the Lav, but it's all the Yevamim and all the Yevamim that have the Lav. None of the Yevamim and none of the Yevamim have the Isser Eish Asach. He held like Rabbi Yochanan, and he was mefarish the entire Braisa like Rabbi Yochanan. How so? Metaritz like Rabbanon by saying that the Tana of the Braisa is not Reb Shimon, but just the opposite, it's the Rabbanon. So who's Reb Shimon and who's Rabbanon? We've seen Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon already a few times. It's the Machlokes Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon as it relates to the halach of Eish Asach Shlei Hoya Boilam. So one of the important halachas in Yevamim is Eish Asach Shlei Hoya Boilam. That is, Yevamis begins with two brothers, one of them dies, leaves over no children. What happens if there were two brothers, one of them died, and left over no children? However, the two brothers never saw each other. One brother died, and after the brother died, this other brother was born. The halacha is, there's no nefila liyibum. It's known as Eish Asach Shaloi Haya Ba'ilam, where the brother wasn't in the world at the same time as the brother that died. There wasn't a, quote, yeshiva achas ba'ilam. And it's for that reason the halacha is that there's no yibum, and the halacha is there's no chalitza. There was a major machloikis between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim as to what the more precise definition of Eishes Ach Shloi Hoyo Ba'ilamai was. According to the Rabbanon, an Eishes Ach Shloi Hoyo Ba'ilamai is a brother that was never alive together with his brother. It's very, very simple. So if there was Reuven and Shimon, Reuven died. After Reuven died, Shimon was born. It doesn't matter what happened to the Yevama in between the time that Reuven was died and Shimon was born. As long as Shimon wasn't alive together with Reuven, that Iser Eishes Ach is something that's going to affect any future Yevama situation, and it's never going to be mutter, even if there's an afila shniyah, even b'makom mitzvah. It's the erev of Eishes Ach Shloi Hoyo Ba'ilamai. Reb Shimon doesn't agree. Reb Shimon says the only time there's Eishes Ach Shloi Hoyo Ba'ilamai is if Reuven died and before anyone did yibum or chalitza with the Yevama, Shimon was born. Al zen nemar Eishes Ach Shloi Hoyo Ba'ilamai. But what would be if when Reuven died, he had a brother Shimon, and Shimon went and Shimon did yibum? And then after Shimon did Yibum, Levi was born. And then Shimon died and left over no children, so that Shimon's Yevama, who was once Reuven's Yevama, falls to Yibum. According to Reb Shimon, Levi will be able to do Yibum. The reason is because even though this woman is falling Machmas Shimon, but even though she was once Reuven's Yevama, that doesn't bother me. Because when Levi was born, that Nefila, that Zika, that Din Yibum was already not Ba'olam anymore. And therefore, we don't look at that Iser Eishes Ach as being an Eishes Ach Shloi Hoyo Ba'olam. So again, this is Machloikis Reb Shimon the Rabbanon. It's not an easy Machloikis. It's something that underpins the magnitude of that long Rashi and Daftes on the base with the six brothers, etc., etc. But says the Gemara, Rav Ashi is going to be Meftaritz the Braisa, according to Reish Lakish, Valdibe the Reb Shimon. Ravina is going to be Meftaritz the Braisa, according to Reb Yoichanan, Valdibe the Rabbanon. The Gemara explains, Rav Ashi, Sovalak Reish Lakish, Rav Ashi held the Reish Lakish, who Meftaritz like Reb Shimon, it was Meftaritz Reb Shimon. And again, according to Reish Lakish, when one brother does Chalitza, so that brother to this Yevam is a chayvei lavin. But as it relates to all the other brothers, there's going to be an Iser Eishes Ach. Okay, says Rav Ashi, let's read the Brisa. If someone does chalitza to Zivam because of a kitcha, and then he's Mekadosh afterwards, so the halacha tzricha chalitza min ha'ach, she needs chalitza from the brothers. Says the Gemara. And what was the problem with this? Let's just stop. What was the problem? Rabbi Yechon, this was his grace araya. You need chalitza from the brothers. L'chaira, the brothers have the Iser Eishes Ach from the Nefila Rishayna. So if that's the case, how could it be Chalitza? Man Achen, says Rav Ashi, you know who those brothers are? Achen Ayeluda. These are brothers that were born after the Chalitza was done. Those brothers are Eishes Achs Shloi Hoyo Ba'ilamai. Abi Keman K'Reb Shimon. Like Reb Shimon holds that they're really not Eishes Ach Shloi Hoyo Ba'ilamai. If they're not Eishes Ach Shloi Hoyo Ba'ilamai, this is a little bit of a leap of faith in Lamdis, then so too, we're not going to reckon with that Iser Eishes Ach. So if there's no Iser Eishes Ach, although it's true that when the brother did Chalitza in the Nefila Rishayna, the Eishes Ach came back to all the other brothers, but not to a brother that wasn't alive. Because Reb Shimon holds that just like there's no Eishes Ach Shloi Hoyo Ba'ilamai with regards to the Nefila Rishayna, there's not going to be an Iser Eishes Ach period with regards to the Nefila Rishayna. So this Eishes Ach that's Chayzev and Eir after the Chalitza doesn't affect the brothers that are born later, because that's Reb Shimon's Shita as it relates to Eishes Ach Shloi Hoyo Ba'ilamai. So as it relates to those brothers, she's a regular woman that's falling Liyib, Machmas the Nefila Shniya. So if that's the case, so what's the halacha? The halacha is tzricha chalitza menachin. Aba omed echem enan noyladim v'kitcho. But the safe of the brisa says, what would be if one of the noyladim were mekadesher? Who's the noyladim? Rashi. Shehoyu b'shas chalitza rishayinu. The noyladim is one of the brothers that was alive at the time of the chalitza. In law of klum. That marriage is enough. That's why? Because there, the Iser Eishes Ach came back, because that is Reish Lakish Hashita, and as a result, you're not going to have anything. Come on, in Reish Lakish, this all works. I'll leave it to Reish Lakish. So Rav Ashi says, if you plug in Shita's Reb Shimon into the Braisa, A, B, you're Mechalek in the Reish and the Sefer between the Yeludim and the Noiladim. The Yeludim are the brothers that were born after the Chalitza. The Noiladim are the brothers that were alive at the time of the Chalitza. You can make the Braisa work. Ravina Savalek Rabbi Yochanan. Ravina did the same thing, but he flipped it around. He holds like Rabbi Yochanan that once one brother does Chalitza, so the Israel Shesach falls off for that brother and for the Chalitza, and it never comes back, period. And he was Mataritzid Alibid Rabbanon. He said that the Braisa is going to work, Alibid Rabbi Yochanan, if you hold Lahedya, not like Rabbi Shimon. Meaning you hold that even if the brother was born after the Chalitza, there is going to be an Eish Hasach. So it's Gevaldik. The Reish of the Brice is Achilus leave him to the Chaz of the Kitcho. If someone did Chalitza and then he was Makadish afterwards, Chalitza Menachem. She's going to need Chalitza Menachem. Man, Achen, who are the brothers? Achen, and Eiladim. These are the brothers that were alive at the time of the Chalitza. Come on, Rabbi Yochanan. This is like Rabbi Yochanan that holds that once one brother does Chalitza, so it becomes a Chavi Lavin for all the brothers because he's acting as a Shliach. So that's why she would need Chalitza from the brothers. However, if one of the Yeludim were the ones that was Makadish, who are the Yeludim? This is one of the brothers that were Eishes, that was born after the Chalitza. It was Eishes Achshli Hayabai Lamai. Then in La Olaf Klom. Then you can't do Yibam. You know why? Because it's Eishes Achshli Hayabai Lamai. That's why. It's very simple. What are you going to tell me? The Chalitza was... No, it's Eishes Achshli Hayabai Lamai. Even though the brother was born after the Chalitza, according to the Chachamim, it's still Eishes Achshli Hayabai Lamai. And that's why in La Olaf Klom. And Kaman, who is that like? That's like the Rabbanan Gevaldik. Zok the Gemara Vayter. So, till now we've been discussing what happens if one of the brothers does Chalitza to one of the Yevamos. How does it affect the Isser Eish Hazach with regards to the other brothers and with regards to the other Yevamos? Now we're going to discuss the next part of this sugya, the very obvious next part of the sugya, and that is what happens if one of the brothers does Yibum. Not Chalitza, but does Yibum. So if one of the brothers does Yibum, how does that affect that brother as it relates to the other tzaris, and how does it affect the other brother as it relates to the Yivama and as it relates to the other tzaris? Now, one thing is clear, that if one of the brothers does Yibum, that's pasha, that his brothers are not allowed to marry the Yivama that received the Yibum. Why? Because if nothing else, she's an Eishes Ach mitzad the Yibum. So that's easy. The question, however, is more on the other Yevamos, who fell a Yibum, who had a Heter Eish Hasach, but there was never a Yibum that was done. There was never a second marriage. So all there really is the Eish Hasach from the original marriage. So the question is, when one brother does Yibum, how is that impacted as it relates to the other brothers regarding the other Yevamos, or even the Yavam as it relates to the other Yevamos? Now, here too, we're going to see it's a Machloikis. It's going to be a Machloikis, number one, between Rav Acha and Ravina, and the Gemara is going to invoke the Machloikis, Rav Yoichan Reish Lakish as well. But just like in the previous sugi, there's one thing that's clear over here, and that is that as it relates to the Yavam, the one that did the Yibum, and as it relates to the Tzarais, for sure, all there is going to be is an Isser Ba'alma. What kind of Isser? An Isser Aseh. This is interesting. So it's not going to be an Isser Eish Hasach. It's not even going to be a Lois Aseh, like it was by Chalitza. Kivin Shalaybana Shuv Lo Yivne, which is a Lois Aseh. All it is an Aseh. And what's the Aseh? The Aseh is the same Pasuk of the Lois Aseh regarding the Chalitz and the Chalutza. The Pasuk says again that once a man does Yibum, so Va'antsa Va'amra, we say, Kocha Yeyase Lo Ish, Hashem lo yivne es beis achiv. And we learn from here, bayis echad. Beis achiv is a lashon yachid. Bayis echad u bayinav inu bayinav shnei batim. That a yavam has a right to build one bayis, he can't build two batim. So if that's the case, once he does yibum, he wouldn't be able to do yibum with another yavam. He wouldn't be able to marry another yavam. But all it is an isser aseh of bayis echad. Doesn't even say don't build a second bayis. It just says beis achiv, and from there we imply an isser. So it's known as a lav habam michlal aseh, an isser that we can spar, we can be mechiach from an essay. So as it relates to the yavam himself and one of the tzaras, all it's going to be is a regular isser aseh. The question is really going to be, what about with regards to the other brothers? Look, itmar ba yavama, if someone was ba'na yavama properly, did yibum, uba echa mina achim al tzarasa, and then one of the brothers was ba'an the tzara, pliyi ba'rav achim ravinus machleks rav achim ravinus, chadam one said, dukaris, this is going to be charis. Why? Because the Eish Hasach comes back. The Chadam of the other one says, Ba'aseh, all it's going to be is an Aseh. Just like the Yavam himself only has an Aseh, as Beis Achiv, Ba'yis Achad Ubayin, So too the brothers are only going to have an asay. Zokti Gemara, mandama bekaris, the mandama that says the other brothers are bekaris, kiresh lakish, held like kiresh lakish. Just like kiresh lakish said that the one brother that does chalitza has a lot, but all the other brothers have an eshesach. We don't say that the chalitza is acting as a shliach. So too regarding Yibam, it's going to be the same thing. Mandama be'asay, and the mandama that says it's an asay is Rabbi Yochanan. He held like Rabbi Yochanan that the brother that was doing chalitza was acting as a shliach. Here too, the brother that's doing Yibam is acting as a shliach as well. And being that he only has an asay based achiv bayisach dubayna, says so too. As it relates to the brothers, all it's going to be is a bias echad hu poina. That concludes the first part of today's daf. The second part of today's daf is gewald. It's the sugya of tzara saita. So just as a very, very brief introduction to the sugya of tzara saita. So what's a saita? And really, there are two types of saitas. There's what's known as a saita vadai, and then there's what's known as a suffix saita. A saita vadai is a woman that's married, she's an eshes ish, and she was mezana. B'mezid, they were edim. The halacha is that her husband is not allowed to live with her anymore. Now, they're still married, and as a result, he has to give her a get, but at the same time, they're not allowed to live together. That's the halacha of saita vadai. So a saita vadai, very, very simply, is an eshes ish that was mezana tachas baila. The halacha is, she needs a get, he's not allowed to live with her anymore. Not only is he not allowed to live with her, but she's also not allowed to live with the Baal. She's never allowed to marry the Baal. And if she was an Ishas Kayin, the halacha is, she wouldn't be able to eat shum. That's the basic halacha of a Saita Vada. What's the halacha of a Saita Safik? Or a Safik Saita, more accurately. A Safik Saita is a woman where we have a Safik whether she was Mazan. But the Torah, when it mentions the Safik Saita, the Torah mentions a very, very specific case. The case is where there was a woman whose husband was suspicious, maybe was being mezana with a man. So the man comes to this woman and says, you know, I'm a little bit suspicious of this particular person, and he warns her. He does what's known as kinui. Kinui means he warns her. And he says, al tisteri amish ploini. I don't want you to be in a compromised position. Don't be in a state of yichud. That's what stira is. It's yichud. The sugis of yichud are mesach desoita. Because stira is yichud. So al tisteri amish ploini. Don't be in a state of yichud with this man. Because I'm letting you know, if you are, I'm going to be choshed you. She didn't listen to him. And she went. It was stira. She was together with ish ploini. So the Torah in Parshas Nasai mentions a very, very interesting, obscure halacha. Says the Torah that the halacha is that this woman has to now go to the Makom HaMikdash and has to stand in front of the Kehanim in Shar Nikner. That was the same place that the Metzairah used to stand. And they would make her drink from Mayim HaMa'orim, which involved Mechikas Hashem. And there's this entire heebie-jeebie parsha. In fact, the Ramban famously says in his Pirush Al HaTorah, in the parsha of Saita, this is the one halacha in the Torah that's totally in Nes. Because whatever happened was very, very miraculous. But the bottom line is, she would drink, and if she was guilty, v'tzofsos bitna, so then it wouldn't end well. And if she was innocent, then fakir, she had all the brachas in the world, because if someone's choshed somebody, b'ksherim, and it works out good, it's mamish, it's from the gresta schusin, from the biggest mechaprim that is possible. But the bottom line is, that's what's known as the suffix saita. So the suffix saita is a woman where we have a suffix, maybe she was mezana, but the parshan, the Torah of the suffix saita, this is going to be critical in the sugya. Really more in the raid if we get there, is that a woman that's not just a suffix saita, but the particulars and the nuances of exactly how she became a suffix saita was in that instance. Either way, with that very, very brief introduction, Zok to Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Tzara Saita Asura. A Tzara Saita is Asar. So the case is where Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven had two wives. He died. He left over no children. Now, one of Reuven's wives was a soita vadai. She was a woman that had been mezana tachas baila. The halacha was that Reuven, the husband, had an obligation to divorce his wife. Before he got a chance to divorce his wife, he died. Meaning, as far as we know, he was going to do what he had to do. But he didn't get a chance to. And before he did, he died. When he died, his two wives fell yibam. One was the Saita, this Eshes Ish that was Mazana Tachas Baila, and the other one was the Tzara, or the Tzara Saita. So it says Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, that Tzara Saita Asura, that a Tzara Saita does not fully Yibam. My time, what's the reason? Tumah Ksiv Bakarayas. Because if you look in the Parsha of Saita, it says the word Tumah. In fact, it says the word Tumah three times. This particular pasuk that Rav was darshining, Rashi says, is the pasuk that says "v'nistera v'hi nitma'a." But it says the word "tuma." It also says the word "tuma" in the parsha of Arayas. Al tetamu b'chol eila ki b'chol eila nitma'a goyim asher ani mishaleach mipneichem. So the word "tuma" is an Arayas digat lashon. Tuma k'siba karei. It's just like in Erev Pater's hurt sara from Yubam and Chalitza. So too, the Soita is going to pater her ever as well. So just a few things, Pashup shot. Number one, Tzara Soita Asura. Rashi, Tosfos speaks out that Lav Dafka Asura. Asura sounds like you can't do Yibum, but at the same time, there's a Chi of Yibum. Really, there's no Chalitza either. So Asura means Yibum, but Tosfos, Lav Dafka Asura, Daf Mi Chalitza Ptur. Ki the Pirish Bekuntras, like Rashi already said. So the Alachi is Tzara Soita Asura Mi Yibum, also no Chalitza. Additionally, Rashi speaks out that it's not just the Tzara of the Soita that has no Yibum and Chalitza, it's the Soita herself. Now, why did Rav Yehuda Merav talk about Dafka the Tzara and only the Yibum is a good ha'ar in the beginning of the sugya? But just to be clear, it's not just the Tzara, it's the Soita herself, and it's not just Asura miyibum, but there's going to be a Ptur Chalitza as well. And what's the reason? The reason is because Tumah Ksiba Karais. Torah mentioned the word Tumah. Tumah means Erva. It's a Chiddush HaTorah. It's a Xeris HaKasav that we treat the Saita like an Erva. And just like an Erva has no Yibum V'Chalitza, He V'Tzarasa, so to the Saita is going to have no Yibum V'Chalitza, He V'Tzarasa. Zok the Gemara. Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda, the Kashan Rav. Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon says, Biyasa Oy Chalitzasa Me Achiv Shal Rishon Paikeres Sarasa. So this Rav Shimon is Likamon Da Pei Zayinam Adeiz. The discussion over there is, there was a married woman, Shaholcha Baila the Medina Sayyam. Her husband went to Medina Sayyam, and he hasn't been heard from for a very long time. It's a Naguna issue. An Eidechad came and said that, ma'am, I saw your husband, he's not alive anymore. The halach is, Mishum Aguna Kilu Bei Rabbanon, we trust the Eidechad, and the halach is, if this woman wants to remarry, she's technically allowed to remarry. She got married to somebody else, she had a family, and then years later, her husband showed up. So what do you do now? It's a complicated halacha. The short answer is, she's not allowed to be married to her current husband because her husband just showed up. And even though when she got married, maybe it was okay for her to get married, right now, her original husband came. Okay, could she go back to live with the original husband? The halacha is, she needs a get from both of them, and she's not supposed to be married to either one. One of the halachas that I mentioned in that sugya is what would happen if she falls liyibam machmas one of these two husbands, meaning one of her husbands died and left over no children. Would she fall liyibam or would she not fall liyibam? So that's the shail over there. So the chachamim say, you don't do yibum, you would always do chalitza. Rav Shimon Oimer, biyasa oy chalitzasa me achav shal rishon, that if there was a yib, a biya or a chalitza, by teret sarasa, then the halach is, meaning if she received a yibum or chalitza, so in the event that there was also a tzara involved, then the halach is the tzara would be mutter. What we need is really Rashi's Aisafa. And that is that in that sugya, everybody agrees that in the event that she falls the yibum because one of these two husbands die, even though there's a shaila, whether or not she could receive yibum and she could receive chalitza, but everybody agrees that if there was a tzara, if there was another wife, the other wife, for sure, lechatchila, would be able to receive yibum. The kasha is that to the extent that we're treating this woman a little bit like an Isha Sish that was Mezana Tachas Baila, because we're saying that she's also to live with the second husband, she's also to the first husband, right? Which we're invoking Kishem Shasru Labalka Chasru Labayal. So you're treating her a little like a Saita. If you're treating her like a Saita, why could you do Yibam with her Tzara? She should be a Tzara Saita. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Amalach Rav, so Rav's going to tell you, I hear, about Minul Cha, not Saita Deiraisa, Vat Amrli Saita Derabona. I'm talking about a regular Saita Deiraisa, not a Saita Deiraisa. This is all a Chumras Chazal, it's a very, very complicated case, but she's not a Saita Deiraisa. She wasn't Mizana Tachas Baila. And Eidecha came and told her husband wasn't alive anymore. She followed halacha. She was allowed to get married. Now it turns out it got complicated beseder. Maybe the halacha of Tzara Soita is only when she was Mezana Tachas Baila. That's the tum of the Torah. This is not the tum of the Torah. You're right, Rabbanan are treating her l'chumra a little bit, but this is not v'nistra v'hinit ma tumak siva karai. She's not a regular Soita. So the Gemara says, it's such a good kashu, the karla makarlas. What was the havamina? Meaning, the Gemara came with a whole blitz. Masiv Rav Chizda. What was the grace of kashu? Rav Chizda didn't chap. That Rav Yehuda Merav was talking about where a woman was Mezana Tachas Menachas Bayil, that's not the case over there. So the Gemara says, look, Kosova, because Rav Chisda held, called the Tikkun Rabbanan, can't derise a Tikkun. At the end of the day, if a regular soita is Tumak Siva Karayas and Tsara soita is Asura, so this woman who were treating Mid Rabbanan like a soita, at the very least, should be treated like a soita de Rabbanan. So a soita de Rabbanan should convey an iser to the tzara soita de Rabbanan, or be a mid Rabbanan. And if it's mavur in the sugi de lechatchila, you can go ahead and you can do yibam with the tzara. So it must be, there's no such halach of tzara soita, and that's more teretz, no. Soita de raisa, yeah, but as it relates to this halach of soita de Rabbanan, it's not going to be the case. Also, Rav Ashi, has another kasho, and this kasho is from the first Mishnah in Masech de Soita. The first Mishnah Masech de Soita is talking about the Safik Soita. Who's the Safik Soita? That's the woman that had kinyan and stira. And it says in the Mishnah that this woman is not let to live with her husband anymore. She's asa to the bayil. She's not let to eat truma. And one of the halachas is that in the event that the man dies, and now this Safik Soita falls liyibum, the halach is chayletzes for loy misyabemes. It's enough in the Mishnah. It's the first Mishnah Masech de Soita. So Mas Rav Ashi nichasi imelus eser, in the event that this woman was warned by her husband, al tistri mishplani v'shasa imikdeitum, and she didn't listen. She went into a state of yichud, and she was there kadei toma long enough for an avera to take place. Asur lebeisa, she's not allowed to go back to her husband. Asur lech b'chumah, she's not allowed to eat chumah. V'immeis, and if the husband dies, chaylets nes v'loy misya b'emes. Talach is you do chalitza. So what do you see from here? She's not an erva, because if she's an erva, if a soit is an erva, then how could you do chalitza? An erva has no yibum, no chalitza. If tumak siba karayis, why are you doing chalitza? Amal charab. So Rav says again, the obvious teretz. Amina lecha anos soite vaday va'amrit liat soite safik. I'm talking about a Saita Vadai. Saita Vadai is Tumak Siv Bakarayas. The Mishnah in Saita that Beis HaMinalev is talking about the Safik Saita with the Kinyan and Stira. I'm talking about what two Adam said she was Mazana Tachas Bailo. That's Tumak Siv Bakarayas. You're telling to the case of Safik Saita. Safik Saita is a different parasha. Safik Saita, the Allah is Chalas Flamis Abemis. There's no Tumak Siv Bakarayas. The only time you have Tumak Siv Bakarayas is when you have a Saita Safik. So two kashas and two very basic terusim. Right, the first kasha was from a Saita de Rabban, and Rav says, I'm talking about a Saita de Raisa. The second kasha was from a Safik Saita. Rav says, I'm talking about Saita Vadai. I'm not talking about a Safik Saita. Sok the Gemara, Maishno, Saita Vadai. Says the Gemara, why isn't it that a Saita Vadai is Tumak Siva Karayas, which under Siva Tumak? Because it says Tumak, Vinistri Vinitma, Saita Safik Nami Tumak Siva. It says Tumak by the parish of Safik Saita as well. Meaning, I understand, Rav, the distinction between Saita Vadai and Safik Saita. I mean, it's not the same thing. So in theory, you can't ask a question on Saita Vadai from Safik Saita. Oh, but the Gemara's follow-up is, at the end of the day, the same reason, the same svara that you have for a Saita Vadai, l'chari you should have for a Saita Safik. How so? The tiny balloon to the bright side, Eitzman Kippur said, Mishum Rabba Lazar, in the name of Rabba Lazar, Machzir Grushasai Minan Asuim, if someone was Machzir Grushasai Minan Asuim, the halach is Asura, that's a problem. Mina Eresin, Muteris is going to be mutter. So let's just pause for 1 second. What's a machzir grushasai? The halach is if a man divorces his wife, he's allowed to remarry her. Unless she gets married. If she gets married, at that point, it's a lav in the Torah, he would not be able to remarry her again. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Let's just read the pasuk. The pasuk discusses a gerishin. Usneya ha'isha achroin, v'kosav la sefer krisos, v'nasam biyada, v'shilcha mibesai. So a man was married, he divorced his wife, she got remarried to somebody else. And then usneya ha'isha achroin, that second husband didn't like her, and as a result, he gave her a get. So the halacha is, lo yuchal baylo ha'rishon asha shilcha loshov lakachto, liyo yisloy le'isha. The original husband's not allowed to take her back. Achrei asher hutama. Because of the fact that she was married to somebody else, ki toyeva hi, it's a toyeva, lifnei Hashem, v'leisachti es ha'aretz asher Hashem lekech noisen l'chanachla. It's a huge deal, machzeg u'shasai. Torah calls it toyeva, v'leisetamu, but the bottom line is v'leisachati. So once there's a marriage between this Gerusha and another man, at that point, he's not allowed to remarry her. So Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur said that this halacha, machzeg u'shasai, is only minan asun. Meaning it's only true if this woman got married b'derech nesuin. But if all it was erisin, right, we know marriage happens in two stages. Erisin is kedushin, that's what isha niknes b'kesef shtar biya, and then nesuin is chuppah. So if there was nesuin, then there's the lav of machzik rishasa. If all there was erisin, then there's not going to be that. How do I know that, said Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, achrei asher hutama. Right, the pasuk says that the original husband should not marry this woman after there was tuma. What does tuma mean? There was biya. So after there was nesuin, that's when it's going to be a problem. But if all there was erisin, it's not going to be an issue. storm. The Chum say achzu v'achzu asura. No, it doesn't matter if it was the storm, if it was erusin. It's always going to be a problem. Elomani mikayim achrei hutama. So what does it mean achrei hutama? The rabbi soit teshenistra. It's coming to teach me something else. Even though it's in the pasuk of machzeh grushasai, it's really not talking about machzeh grushasai. Rather, what it's talking about is a soit teshenistra. It's coming to teach me that a soit teshenistra, the halach is going to be that there's going to be an iser. Meaning, a man is not allowed to be with a soita shenistra. My nistra. So what's the kasha? So the kasha is, what's a soita shenistra? It sounds like a suffix soita. So you see that suffix soita is referred to as tomo. That's the kasha, very posh. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Tzoros soita asura, my taimo, tumuk seba karayas. It says, v'nistra v'nitma, which is tomo. So from there we learn that there is a halacha of Tzoros soita asura. The Gemara is the kasha from the first Mishnah Masechta Soita, where it's mavur that a suffix soita is chaylatzis v'loy mes yabemes. So what do you see? If she's chaylatzis v'loy mes yabemes, that means that really there is no tumo ksiv b'karayis. Because if it's tumo ksiv b'karayis, then she would be treated like an erva. If she was treated like an erva, so the halacha is there would be no yibin or chalitza. The Gemara's teretz was, how could you shtel tzu a soita vadi to a suffix soita? Taina's the Gemara. I hear the chiluk. But at the end of the day, why is a soita vadi treated like an erva? Because it says the word tumo. No, by a suffix soita, it says the same exact word tumo. It says tumo by the soita vada suffix, like it says tumah by the suffix soita. Where does it say the word tumah by the suffix soita? It's this pasuk right here. It says achrei asher hutama, which Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur says is referring to machzeh grushasai, but the chachamim say is not referring to machzeh grushasai, but rather what's it referring to? It's referring to a soita shenistera. Soita shenistera is a suffix soita. So you see clearly that a suffix soita is treated like what? It's treated as tumma. So if there's tumma by a suffix soita, and tumma is ksiba karayis, so by a suffix soita, the halacha should be no yibam, no chalitza. So the Gemara says, my nister, you want to know what the word nister really means? Nivala. What it means is nivala. That soita shenistera doesn't mean suffix soita, but soita shenistera actually means a vadai soita. Vamai karlo nistera. So why would we use the word nistera? Lishna ma'alya nakar. It's a lishna ma'alya. We wanted to use a fine lashon. Meaning, but really, that pasuk that says tumma is not referring to a suffix soita, it's referring to a vadai soita, and you have no makar that a suffix soita is tumma ksiba karayas. Says the Gemara, nivala tumma behed yuksivba. Why do I need this pasuk to tell me that there's an isser for a husband to be with a soita vadai to teach me that it's considered a tumma? We said already, it says v'nistera v'hinitma. There's other psukim. So the Gemara says, l'meikam alav b'lav. No, without this pasuk, I wouldn't know alav. This pasuk says, lo yuchal bay lo harishan asher shilcha losho l'kachto, acharei asher hutama. That's a loisase. V'nistera v'hinitma is not a loisase. This pasuk is a loisase. And because this pasuk is a loisase, that's the chiddush of this pasuk. And that's why we would need maybe another pasuk to talk about a soita vadif. Rabbi Yisrael ben Kippur, lav b'soita lesle, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yisrael ben Kippur holds, there is no lav by a soita. V'afilu zanoi, and even if she was mezana for sure, meaning this pasuk to Rabbi Yisrael is talking about a machzeh grushasai. It's not talking about a soita at all. My time, what's the reason? Havaya v'ishus ksivba. The reason is Rabbi Yisrael Kippur held that this pasuk doesn't sound like it's talking about a soita. Right? It sounds like it's talking about a man divorced his wife. She got married to somebody else. No sheiches to a soita. A soita is a woman that is married and she was mezana tachas baila. She didn't get married to somebody else. That's not what the tumma was. The tumma was a maises nos. That's what the tumma was. That's not what this pasuk is referring to. So Rabbi Yisrael ben Kippur said, you want to know why I hold this pasuk's not talking about a saita? Because I value the issues ksivba. Just read the pasuk. The pasuk doesn't sound like it's talking about. You're being moitzi the pasuk midei pshuta. And because you're being moitzi the pasuk midei pshuta, I'm not meshubah to that. And as a result, bottom line is that a machloik is between Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur and the Chachamim, whether this pasuk of Acharei Asher Hutama is referring to a soita shenivala or whether it's referring to a machzeh grushasai, which will be important in Me'atz Hashem and tomorrow's daf. But for now, all we need is that the Gemara had a hava mina. The Gemara thought that when the Chachamim say that this pasuk is talking about a soita, what it means is a soita safik. Why? It's the lashon of the Braisa, soita shenistera. And if it's talking about a soita safik, so you see clearly that the Braisa is saying that a suffix soita is called tumma. Because the pasuk says, achrei asher hutama, and he's telling me, means a suffix soita. Mar says, no, really means a soita vade. Ay, it says nistera. If it was a soita vade, it would have said nivala. Mar says, my nistera, nivala. That my karila nistera, lishna mal yanaka. Either way, we're going to stop here a little bit prematurely, and we'll pick up Metz Hashem in the next staff, the sugya of machzeh grushasai, and tzarech machzeh grushasai, but just one ha'ara, as it relates to the sugya of Tzoros soita. Again, this is a very, very loaded, very heavy sugya, but just one ha'ara. And that is, so we just learned the sugi in Yevamos Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph that talks about a tzara saita. It's a very short sugi. Om Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, tzara saita asura. My taima, tumma ksiv bakar rayas. It says v'nistar v'hinat ma regarding a saita. The word tum is a word that you find in the parsha of Arayas. Al titamu b'chol eila, referring to all the Arayas. So you see that tumma is a sprach, that means erva. The Torah referred to the saita as being an erva. An erva in the world of Yibam, in the world of Yibam, is patam and ayibam mechalitza. Not just the erva herself, but even the tzaras erva. If a saita is an erva, the saita is going to be patam from Yibam mechalitza, and the tzaras saita is going to be patam from Yibam mechalitza as well. The Gemara has two kashas on Rav. One was Rav Chizda's kasha from a saita de Rabbanon. The other one was Rav Ashi's kasha from a Safik saita. And the Gemara was doicha. And the Gemara said Rav Yudam Rav was talking only about a saita de Raisa. And not only was he only talking about a saita de Raisa, he was only talking about a saita vadai. He wasn't talking about a saita Safik. The Gemara that we just learned is one of two sugyas in Shas that talk about the tzara saita. There's another sugya. And that sugya is in Masechta Saita, Daf Hei Amud Beis. It's another sugya, that's a Yevamistiga sugya, that talks about a Tzara Saita. That sugya discusses not the Saita Vadai, but that sugya discusses the Safik Saita. So again, it was very, very clear from Yevamist Yer Aleph Amud Aleph that Rav Yehuda Merav's halach of Tumak Sibak Harayis is talking about a Saita Vadai. It's not true for a Safik Saita. What's the halach of a Safik Saita? So our sugi brought the Mishnah in Saita that Beis Amin Aleph, the very, very first Mishnah of Masechta Saita, that says, Chayletzes v'loy Mesiyah Be'emes. A Safik Saita is Chayletzes v'loy Mesiyah Be'emes. The Gemara in the first parak in Masechta Saita comments on that line in the Mishnah, and it's really a ganze sugi. Let's just start the sugi. So the Mishnah said that a Safik Saita, whose husband died and left over no children, now there's a Yavam. So the halach is, the Yavam can't do Yibam. Chaylatzes v'loy misyabem. Straight to Gemara, amai. Why does the Yavam do Chalitza tisyabim nam yavumi? Why can't he do Yibam? What's the problem? There's no Isser for the Yavam to be with this Yavama. What would be the Isser? She's not a Chayvi Krisos. She's not a Chayvi Lavin. She's not a Chayvi Essen. A Safik Soit is also to her husband. She's also to the Baal. She's also to a Kayin. So, assuming he's not a Kayin, what's the problem? What's the issue? Why should a Safik Saita need Chalitza? Meaning, there's a lot of cases in Shas of Chaylatzis V'loy Mesiyah Be'emes. But usually it's a Chayvi Lavin, a Chayvi Lavin V'esin. There's going to be a reason why it's going to be Chaylatzis V'loy Mesiyah Be'emes. Maybe it's a Safik, whether you could do Yibam or not. But what's the issue over here? What's the problem between this Safik Saita and the Yavam? She had a problem with her husband. But as it relates to the Yavam, L'chur, there's no problem. It's afraid to Gemara, an obvious question. Why Chalitza? To see Avim Nabi Yevumi. And the Gemara says two terutzim. We'll mention them very briefly. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Amakra, it's learned out from a pasuk. V'yotza mi beisai, v'holcha, v'hoysa le'ish achar. The pasuk says that if a man divorced his wife, and then she went ahead and married somebody else, it's okay. However, once she marries somebody else, then lo yucha bay lo rishon loshuv lekachta. Says Rabbi Yosef, we learn from here, v'yotzam yibesei v'holcha v'hoysa l'shachar, that if a man divorces his wife, specifically he divorced his wife because of the fact that she was a saita or a suffix saita. So she's allowed to go marry somebody else if she wants to. However, v'loy liyabam, she'll never be able to marry the yabam. Meaning, if he didn't divorce her, but rather he died, and she fell a yibum. So the halach is, the yavam will not be able to be miyabim her. Either way, it's a shtikl taira, it's a drasha, it's learned from a pasuk. V'yotza mi beise v'holcha v'hoysa l'shachar teaches me that a saita, or even a safik saita, is going to be asa to the yavam. It's learned from a pasuk. The Gemara brings a kasha. Rabbi Yosef said it, so who asked the kasha? Abaya. Abaya asked the kasha of Yosef, and the Gemara brings a whole shakl of a tarya, and then in Davavim and Alf, the Gemara says, Rav, I'm a Rav, said a different tarya. He said, Kal v'chaymer. You want to know why a suffix site is also to the Yavim if she falls the Yibim? It's based on a Kal v'chaymer. It's one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatayr Nidresh Ben. Not a pasik, but a Kal v'chaymer. He said that in Nesra b'mutala, ba'asaloy loy kolshkein, if this suffix site is aser to her husband, a woman, a man that technically she should be allowed to be married to, Kal v'chaymer, she's going to be usher to the husband's brother, who's a yavam, who to whom she's an eshes ach, who theoretically she should have been usher to. Kal v'chaymer. But the bottom line is, this is all we need for right now, without complicating it. A suffix soita kemavur in Yevamos Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, the makar is the Mishnah in soita, that beis Amid Aleph. If she ever falls liyibam, she's asked to the Yavam. What could she do? She could do chalitza. A b'yibum, she cannot do. And the Gemara says, I don't understand why not. Why can't they do yibum? And the Gemara says two truths. Either it's learned from a pasuk, or Rava said it's learned from a kalvachaymer. But the bottom line is, the Gemara didn't understand why there's no yibum on a suffix saita. And the Gemara had to give a teretz. Other a pasuk, other yud gimul midash atayr nidreshes behem. A kalvachaymer. So we have these two distinct sugyas. We have Yevamos Yud Aleph Amid Aleph that's discussing the soita vaday. No yibam, no chalitza, not for the soita, not for the tzara soita, tumak siba karayas. She's literally like an achis isha. Tumak siba karayas. And then we have the sugya mesechta soita daf heyamadez that discusses the suffix soita that falls li yibam, where the halacha is chaylatzis v'loimis yabemes. The Gemara doesn't understand why you can't do yibam. And the Gemara says either it's learned from a pasik or it's learned from a kalvachim. Great toysis in Yevamos daf Yud Aleph. A bumbakash says, I don't understand the sugya and soita daf hamadis. The sugya and soita asked the kasha that why chalitza by a suffix soita should he be able to do yibum? If Rav holds that a soita vada is an erva, tumuk sivba karayos, and that's why there's no yibum, there's no chalitza, not for her, not for the tzara. So that means that every suffix soita really should be a suffix erva. Because if a vaday soita is an erva in yibum, then a suffix soita should be a suffix erva. Because what's a suffix soita? A suffix soita. That's what it is. Sveikidei raisa l'chumra. So Freik Toisvis, why did the Gemara ask, and how did the Gemara ask for tisiyavin nami yavumi? It's partial why you can't do yibum. You can't do yibum mi suffix. Because she might be an erva, and if she's an erva, tumak siba karayas, it's Ishisach Shloibim Makam Mitzvah, you know, let her do Yibum. It's a fake Taisvah, Sarachin, and he blibes Sarachin, has no Teretz Taisvah. He says, I understand. It's a plea and discover the Sugya. How could the Gemara and Saita Daf Hamad Beis ask the question that you should do Yibum with a Suffix Saita? Every Suffix Saita is like a Suffix Saita Vadai. And if a Saita Vadai is an Erva, Tumak Siba Karayas, so a Suffix Saita is a Suffix Erva. If she's a Suffix Erva, Avadachai Lesses Flamis Yabemes. I need a Pasik. I need a kalvachaymer, a whole sugya. What do I need a sugya for? It's pasha why it's chaylatzes. Because the suffix soita is the suffix. And if a soita vaday is an erva, then a soita suffix is the chasafik erva. So freik toisvis, a bomba kasha. What's the Gemara's kasha betisyabim nami yavumi? L'chayra, it's pasha why there's no yibum. There's no yibum because the suffix soita is a suffix soita vaday. Why did the Gemara need a pasuk and a kalvachomer to explain why the suffix soita is chayvetzes v'loy b'syabemis? That's the first kasha. The second kasha is Reb Chaim Brisker's kasha in Chedusha Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam in Hilchos Yibum v'Chalitza. It's in Perik Vav. It's halacha yotes. The Rambam over there is discussing the halacha of a suffix soita, and the Rambam says soita shemeis baila koydim sheyashkena me'amarim. If there was a soita whose husband died before she had a chance to drink from the me'amarim, or she was a suffix soita that has a din that she's not allowed to drink from the me'amarim. In other words, a suffix soita fell yibum. Says the Rambam, Harezu chaylatzes v'loy misyabemes. Chalitza, it's pashit. That's the sugya in Soita daf Hamabes. It's the Mishnah in Soita daf Beis Amid Aleph. That was quoted in today's daf. Yifamis daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. Abazok the Rambam, v'mhoysala tzara. What would be if the suffix Soita had a tzara? Meaning, the tzara suffix Soita. Harei tzarasa muteres v'chaylatzes v'loy misyabemes. If she wants, she could do chalitza, yibum, you could do whatever you want. Why? The Rambam saying the halacha of tzaras erva was said regarding a soita vaday. It wasn't said regarding a soita safik. There's two sugyas. There's Yevamos Yud Aleph and this soita dafei. In Yevamos Yud Aleph, we're talking about a soita vaday. Amrav Yudam Arab tzara soita asura my time atumik siva karayas. But in the parish of safik soita, we don't have any limud to tell me that a tzara of a suffix soita is going to be asura. So says the Rambam, what's the halacha regarding the tzara of a suffix soita? If the other wants to do yibum, we can do yibum. Freit Reb Chaim Brisker, he says, I don't understand. It's true, there's no lima to tell me anything with regards to the tzara of a suffix soita. But at the end of the day, every suffix soita is a suffix soita vadai. And if a soita vadai is an erva in Yibum, tumaksiba karayas, so that the tzara of the soita vadai can't do Yibum, so then the tzara of the sofik soita should also not be able to do Yibum. Mi sofik, because maybe she's a soita vadai, and if she's a soita vadai, she's an erva tumaksiba karayas, so tzarasa would be asura, so the tzara of a sofik soita should be also to do Yibum, albeit mi sofik. He says, I don't understand. The Rambam says the tzar of a sofik soita, if she wants, could do yibum. L'chayra, it's a pella. Why? Because you don't have a limit of tumak sibak harayis. But once you have tumak sibak harayis by the soita vadai, then you have it by the soita sofik misofik. So if that's the case, freit Reb Chaim, what's the pshat in the psak of the Rambam that the Rambam says that the tzara of a sofik soita, if you want, you could do yibum. L'chayra, every tzara sofik soita should be a tzaras Sofik soita vadai, and a tzara soita vadai is asura my time atu maksiba karayas. So the tzara of the sofik soita should also be asur. Misofik, maybe she's a tzaras soita vadai, a bomba kasha. In other words, we have two kashas. We have Toisvis kasha and we have Reb Chaim's kasha. Toisvis kasha is that what was the havdim in the Gemara Masech the soita daf heyamid beis to tell me you should do yibum by a sofik soita, even if there's no tumaksiba karayas? The Gemara didn't know the drasha of the Yotzami Beisei V'holcha V'hoysel L'shachav L'li Yavon. The Gemara didn't know yet the Kavachomer L'os the Kavachomer of Rava. But at the end of the day, every Sofik Soita is the Chas Sofik Soita Vadai. So Misofik, there should be a problem over here because of our Yudam Rav Zalach of Tumak Sivak Harais. And then we have Rav Chaim's Kasha that the Rambam says that the Tzara of a Sofik Soita is Misi Abemes. L'chayre, every Tzara Sofik Soita is a Tzara's Sofik Soita Vadai. And if that's the case, Misofik, it's the key word here, she should not be able to do yibum. So said Reb Chaim, it's safer that it's muchach from these two kashas, from Tosfos kasha and from his kasha on the Rambam, a very, very important yisoid in the world of soita. And that is, the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin, that pei aleph amabez, machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, but it's mavur in that sugya that ein oisrin ala yichot. So what does that mean? That means if a man is miyached with an eshes ish, so there's an eshes ish and she's in a state of yichud with a man that's not her husband, the halacha, she does not become asur to her husband. You could have thought maybe she should, because we know in apotropos la'rayas, gezel la'rayas, nafshin shaladam mechamdason, you could have argued that once they're in a state of yichud, maybe there's a little bit of a raglaim l'dover that something happened. Ob it's a gemara, kedushin pei aleph, ein oitzrin ala yichud. That in the event that there's a eshes ish that's in a state of yichud together with a man, the halacha is ein oitzrin. We do not assume that an avera took place. The halacha is she's going to be mutter to her husband. And the reason is because every woman, every bas yisrael has a cheskes kashrus, that she would not do an avera of this magnitude where she would be mezana tachas baila. So because she has a cheskes heter, even though she was in a state of yichud, the halach is ukmi aches kasa in oisrin ala yichud, the halach is she's going to continue to be mutter to her husband. Stating that, we have a parsha in the Torah of Sofik Saita. What's the parsha of Sofik Saita? That in the event that a woman was in a state of yichud together with her husband, but there was a kinoi that preempted the stira. So before the stira, before the yichud, the husband turned to his wife and said, "Al tish stiri nish pleini." Then the whole halacha changes. Then we say she's a safik soita. Then we say she's also to her husband. She's also to the boil. She's also to the truma. She has to go to the makam hamikdash. She has to drink from the me'amorim. And by the way, not only is she a safik, but this is not for now. Although really it is, but we have no time. But it's mavur in the sugya of masechta soita that a safik soita is asua kevadai. We even treat her like a vadai. So all of a sudden, the whole halacha changes. Says Reb Chaim, what happened? I don't understand. Ein oisrin ala yichud. I thought that when this stira, there's nothing to be worried about. Now, all of a sudden, the husband warned her, and mitamol, she's a suffix, and mitamol, there's no chazokis, and mitamol, asua kevadai, and all of a sudden, we have a whole mesechta soita that deals with her. What changed? Because there was a kinui? How could that have changed everything? So, Reb Chaim said that it's mavur, and really, it's mavur from the sugi in Yavamis. This is where he's being mechir from. It's gevaldik. But said Reb Chaim, you know what the pshat is? The pshat is that's gzeres hakosov. That's the pshat. The pshat is it's gzeres hakosov. Does he be'etzim, if you were going to dan a sofik soita, you would look at the sofik soita as saying, I hear, they were together in a room, she has a chazaka, Cheskes Kashrus, Ein Oisran Ala Yichush is Beseder. Nor was, Zidu HaChiddush HaTorah. There's a Chiddush HaTorah that when there's a Kinui and Stira, we have to all of a sudden be suspicious that maybe something happened. But here's the punchline. The punchline of Reb Chaim is that the Chiddush HaTorah of Kinui and Stira is that we Dehera Sofik. Because without the Chiddush HaTorah of Kinui and Stira, there really would be no Sofik. Because Ein Oisran Ala Yichud. And every time there's a Yichud in Eishes and another man, there's no Sofik. She has a Ches, she has a Chazak, she's Beseder. You would have nothing to worry about. If you plug in all the principles of Sveikis that are in Shev Shmaitza and Ksaisa Choshen and Kuntras HaSveikis, and you try to apply it to a Sofik Saita, she's fine. She's Mutter Legamri. Norvasu to Agzeris HaKosov. And the Agzeris HaKosov is that when there's a Kinoi that came before the Stira, Vinitma, 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 Kshem Shasru Labal, Kachasru Labayo, and then she's also to Truma, and there's a parasha, she has to drink from the Mayim HaMarim, and not just that, Asua Kavade, it's Chiddush Al Gabi Chiddush Al Gabi Chiddush. Oh, here's the point, it's that the first Chiddush is that we even the Harisophic. Because without the Chiddush HaTorah of Kinyan and Stira, there would be no Sophic. What do you mean? There was a Stira. No, it's a Sugi and Kiddush, and they know it's from Allah Yichud. Oh, because there was a Kinyan, that changes everything, so Reb Chaim said, Vaistois na. Vaistois, all it does is it creates a metzias where now all of a sudden we have a parasha in the Torah. There's a parasha called Tzara Saita, there's a parasha called Shatnez, there's a parasha called Paraduma, there's a parasha called Kinevistira. It's a parasha in the Torah, and in the parasha in the Torah state Achidush, Agzeres Akosov, that when there's Kinui and the Stira, now it's already a whole different deal. What's the Chiddush? That she drinks is a Chiddush. Yeah, the fact that the Tzofs is bitten is a Chiddush. The fact that it happens with Derech Ness is a Chiddush. The fact that she's also a boil is a Chiddush. And by the way, the fact that it's even a Sofik is a Chiddush. Because really, without the Chiddush HaTorah of Kinyan and Stira, it would be a regular case of Ein Oisran Ala Yichud, and you'd have to have nothing, there would be nothing to worry about. Said Reb Chaim, that this Chiddush HaTorah of Kinyan and Stira was said with regards to the Iker Dinim of Soita. A Soita is also a Baal. If she had Kiri and Stira, we look at her as a Sofik Saita as it relates to the Baal. Shindasa to the Baal. If there was Kiri and Stira, we look at her as a Sofik Saita, Klapi the Baal. She's also a Truma. If she had Kiri and Stira, we look at her as a Sofik, Klapi the Issa Truma. But as it relates to the Din of Tumak Sivba Karayas, says Rab Chaim, that's a Din Mechudeshes in the Parasha of Saita, the loyal Zen Nemra, the Xeris Akosov of Kiri and Stira. Said Rab Chaim, that it's muchrach from these sugyas, from Toysis Kash and Yevamos Yeral from Aralef. And Reb Chaim said from his Kash on the Rambam and Hilchas even Chalitza Perik Vav Alocha Yutes, that even though it's true, there's a Chiddush HaTorah that you have to dan any woman that had Kinyan and Stira as a Sofik Saito, but that Gzeres HaKosov was limited. It's not with regards to every single din of Sofik Saito. And one of the dinim that it doesn't include is the halachis of Yibam Chalitza. Just to read a few lines in Reb Chaim. The imkein yesh loimer, the bahach dinah, the tumak sivba karayas, ein kinui mayol lozeh. The chol di isurai mishum kinui, nehei de chashvina lo levadai zinsa, because of Sofik Kavadai, avu mikivan dehu migzeres hakosav de kinui, but being that at the end of the day, it's only because of the gzeres hakosav of kinui, ein bom bishum tumak karayas. But it's not going to shtal tzu to tumak sivba karayas. Again, Valkain zel de parucha gemara to tesiavin yevumi. That's why the gemara asked tesiavin yevumi. The kibun de leinyan tuma karayas lemahani kinoi. Because as it relates to the din tuma karayas, there is no kinoi. Imkay memela da rehi beheter vaday. Klapi the tuma ksiba karayas. It's ein oisran ala yichud. The ein kan sofik erva. Da rehi ruya gam leibum ukemoishen esbar. In other words, Reb Chaim saying that the halacha of Sofik Saita Bikini Vestira is really a Chiddush HaTorah. It's a Chiddush HaTorah that we even treat her as a Sofik, because really all that happened was a Stira. And being that all that happened was a Stira, the Ein Oisran Ala Yichud, and a woman has a Cheskas Kashrus, so just because it's a Kinoi, that shouldn't change her Cheskas Kashrus. Nothing happened substantively to the point where we should say that now all of a sudden she doesn't have her Cheskas Kashrus anymore. The Teretz is, it's a Chiddush HaTorah that when there's Kiri and Stira, the halacha she's going to be also. Said Reb Chaim, the Chiddush HaTorah was only said regarding the Iker Dinan of the Saita, was never said regarding the halacha of Tumak Siba Karayas. Zokter, the fee is there, Altsis Meyoshev. What was Taisis Kasha? How could the Gemara ask a Kasha with the Siabanami Yavumi and Saita Dafayom and Beis? Every Sofik Saita is the Sofik Saita Vada. The Teretz is not true. A Sofik Saita is not a Sofik. Not Saita Vada. Because Ein Oisran Ala Yichud. And a woman has a Cheskas Kashrus. So really, in the world as fakas, we wouldn't treat her as a safek. What it is there's a gzeres hakasev that when there's kina and stira, we have to rechen. The Gemara knew that, and the Gemara knew Rav's halach in Yevamos Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. But the Gemara understood that gzeres hakasev was never said regarding tumak sibba karayas. So what do you want? You want a regular safek? There is no regular safek. All you have is the din gzeres, the din safek. That's the chiddush atayra, which is the gzeres hakasev, which comes as a result of the kina and stira. Kina and stira was never said regarding that. So if the kina and stira was never said regarding that, so it's for that reason the Gemara has to kashuf to see avinami yavumi. What was Reb Chaim's kash on the Rambam? The Rambam says every tsara safik saita, if you want, you could do yibum. Frank Reb Chaim, how could you do yibum by a tsara safik saita? Every tsara safik saita is a tsara safik saita vada. And if a saita vada, Amar Rav Yudah Marav tsara saita asura, then every tsara safik saita should have the same halacha. The teretz is that a tsara safik saita is not a tsara safik saita vada. Because the whole halach, because really a suffix soita is not a suffix soita vada. What she is a gzeres hakosov, that when there's kini and stira, we have to don her as a suffix. But if the gzeres hakosov is not talking to tumak sibba karayas, so even me suffix, it's not going to affect the halach of the tzara, and that's why the Rambam paskin tzarasa is chayletzes oimis yabemes. This is the first shlav, it's the first part of Reb Chaim and Sefer. There's a whole nother part of Reb Chaim and Sefer, which we're going to leave. But the bottom line is, there is a whole other part of Reb Chaim and Sefer, but just this Yesod of Reb Chaim, this is an often quoted Yesod, both in Sugyas and Yevamos, but really even more in Sugyas and Masechta Saita, very, very critical Yesod. And that is that even though there's a parasha of a Safik Saita, but really the whole parasha of Safik Saita is a Chiddush HaTorah. And you know it's a Chiddush HaTorah. Bim Mav Sedra, the parasha of Saita, you know it's a Chiddush HaTorah. It's so obvious it's a Chiddush HaTorah. The Ramban, it's the one parasha in the Torah that's totally in Nisim. So it's Chiddush Al Gabi Chiddush. But Reb Chaim was mechadish that dos alein that we dan a sofik is already a chiddush, because mitzad the gdarim of sofik, a sofik soita would not really be a sofik. There's a gzeres hakosev that we dan it as a sofik. Once it's a gzeres hakosev that we dan it as a sofik, so now we can get creative. Now we have a right to start being mechiyach from gemaras and from rishonim's kashas that maybe the gzeres hakosev of where we dan a suffix is limited in scope. If it's a regular suffix, it's a regular suffix, then you have no right to make any cheshbonos. Anything that would apply to the vaday, mi suffix would have to apply to the suffix. But if the fact that we look at it as a suffix is really not something that's mistaber, it's just mitzad the gzeres hakosev, then it could be there's limitations in the gzeres hakosev. And Reb Chaim was mechiyach from the sugis in Yevamos that the halacha of kina v'stira was never said regarding tumak sibba karayis. The question is, why not? So now you have to go to Reb Chaim inside. That already requires more than just one raid bite, and we will stop here.